Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to EID Parry Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Seth. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Palak. Good afternoon, everyone, and warm welcome on behalf of DAM Capital to the Q2 FY25 earnings call of EID Parry India Limited. We thank EID Parry's management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Muthiah Murugappan, Whole-time Director and CEO, Mr. Suresh Kannan, Whole-time Director, Parry Sugars Refinery India Private Limited, Mr. Y. Venkatesh Verlu, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Biswa Mohanraj, Company Secretary. I will now hand over the call to the management team for initial remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Harsh, and good afternoon to everyone. It's nice to connect again. I hope you all had an opportunity to view our investor presentation, which we put up online just after the conclusion of our board meeting and the publishing of our results. I'll start with a brief overview of the global sugar scenario. The global sugar balance for sugar year 2023-24 ended with a surplus of about 4 million tons. 2024-25 is forecasted to end more balanced in terms of supply and demand, but now projected at just over 3 million tons due to continued higher production forecasts in India, the EU, as well as Thailand. Brazil has witnessed downward revisions in sugar output from 41.1 million tons to 39.6 million tons from mid-Q2 due to instances of dryness, low sugar mix, and fire incidents, which will have an impact on cane quality and production prospects in sugar year 2025-26 crop as well. The lower Brazilian output this season is causing short-term tightness in raw sugar availability, and there is price volatility. Production estimates for India is about 33 million tons gross, and Thailand are still evolving with good monsoon expected to positively impact the output prospects. Refined sugar is oversupplied due to the EU, Ukraine, and Pakistan higher exports and exchange delivery. Hence, the demand is muted and expected to recover post-December 24. Wet premiums have also significantly dropped to $75-$80 per metric ton as against $110-$130 per metric ton in September 24. Talk a little bit about the Indian scenario. Gross production forecasted by ISMA for the upcoming season is about 33 million tons as against sugar year 2023-24 production of about 34 million tons. After accounting for the expected sugar diversion to ethanol of about 4 million tons, the net production is expected to be 29 million tons. Whereas UP is expected to remain stable this year, slight drops are expected in Maharashtra and Karnataka and also in TN. India's sugar inventory is at about 8.5 million tons at the start of the sugar year, and hence, combined with the post-net diversion production of 29 million tons, the total supply is expected to be 37.5 million tons, which will be more than adequate to meet domestic forecasted consumption of 29 million tons. The estimated closing inventory at the end of sugar year 2024-25 will be about 8.5 million tons, and this will be quite ample for policymakers to have some leeway to relook at some of the policy decisions. Ethanol blending has been at about 15% in ethanol sugar year 2023-24, and bids received for ethanol sugar year 2024-25 are at about 18% blending. The target for ethanol sugar year 2025-26 is about 20% of blending, so I think we are on the path to getting there. Starting November 1st, the government has lifted all restrictions of sugar diversion for ethanol production post a brief policy hiatus last year. We are expecting an announcement. Well, we remain hopeful that there will be announcements around the MSP and the ethanol offtake prices and perhaps exports, given a healthy closing stock this year as well as next year, and also FRP increases this year of about 8% and the prior year of about 3%. At EID Parry, it has been a challenging quarter. We've been challenged on recoveries in Tamil Nadu. This was on account of a poor monsoon last year, which had a crop impact this year as well. On account of the substantially lower recoveries that we faced, there was also increases on molasses price, and this also impacted the business. While we had good volumes on our distillery business, the margins have been diluted for the same reasons. The consumer product group made good progress with the scale-up of the staples launch, expansion of distribution at large, and launch of new products. The refinery has also had a fair quarter, but as commented earlier, white premiums we are starting to see the pressure in the subsequent quarters. And we'll talk more about that in this call. And now hand over to my colleague, Mr. Y. Venkateshwarlu, our CFO, to take you through the financial parameters.
Thank you, Mithu, and good afternoon to all participants. It's a great pleasure to be part of the analyst call and to share the key information of the operational and financial performance of the company. I would like to share with you the key operating parameters of each segment. So, sugar operations. The crushing operations in Tamil Nadu at Nalikuppam, we operated at 81 days and the Pugalur at 67 days. Overall, Tamil Nadu, we crushed about 71 days. So, I would like to share the quantitative details as under. So, we crushed about 5.61 lakhs metric tons against the 8.54 lakhs metric tons of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. As far as the recoveries is concerned, the current quarter is the 7.6% against the 8.22% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. We produced about 41,000 metric tons during the current quarter against the 70,000 metric tons of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. So as far as the cane cost is concerned, cane landed cost is 3,301 rupees per metric ton as against 3,103 rupees per metric ton of the corresponding previous year. So, as far as the sugar volume is concerned, sales volume is concerned in Q2, sugar sales we sold about 94,000 including the CPG segment. The previous year, the same period, it was 1.27 lakhs. This reduction largely which has come due to the reduction in release quota. As far as the selling price is concerned, slightly we have increased. We have closed at a 39.39 rupees per kg, up in a 37.57 rupees of the previous corresponding quarter. So we carried about 1.19 lakhs metric tons of sugar, which is carrying about 36.50 rupees. So revenue from sugar, biofuel, revenue in quarter two was 216 crores. This is excluding inter-segment transfer in current quarter. Again, as the corresponding previous year was 361 crores, registering a decline of 40% on account of the lower release quota. All FRPs were paid as per the timeline. As far as the CPG consumer product group is concerned, the consumer product group has achieved a turnover of 236 crores, including the turnover of 82 crores from the branded staples during the quarter two, as against 134 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, registering a growth of 76%. So, as far as the cogen operations is concerned, we generated about 505 lakhs units as against 730 lakhs units in the corresponding period of the previous year. We have exported about 233 lakhs units as against 374 lakhs units in the corresponding period of the previous year. Power tariffs are slightly lower than the corresponding previous year quarter. Current quarter we are at a 3.94 per unit against the 4.59 per unit in the corresponding period of the previous year. As well as the revenue is concerned, current quarter we are at 15 crores as against 32 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. As far as the distillery is concerned, we have a very strong performance current quarter. We sold about 419 lakh liters against the previous year of 304 lakh liters, of which ENA we sold about 159 lakh liters and ethanol is around 260 lakh liters. The price realizations in quarter two, the average price realization is 64.20 rupees as against the previous year realization of 60.61 rupees. As far as the revenue is concerned, for the current quarter, it's a 281 crores as against 190 crores during the corresponding period of the previous year. As far as the nutraceutical segment is concerned, turnover from Indian operations were about 7 crores for the quarter, against the 9 crores in the previous year. At the consolidated level, the nutra business turnover is 37 crores, against the corresponding previous period, which was about 58 crores. As far as the PSRIPL refinery operations is concerned, operational revenue for the current quarter is 1,116 crores. Previous quarter for the same period was 1,296 crores. PBT for the current quarter is about 5 crores. Q2 of the same previous year was 14 crores. So the refined sugar production for the current quarter is a 2.65 lakh metric tons against the previous quarter of 2.44 lakh metric tons. As far as the short-term loss is concerned, we stood at 278 crores against the previous quarter of the 34 crores. As far as EBITDA is concerned, for the current quarter, we are at 29 crores. Previous period quarter, it is 47 crores. Yeah, this is the operations of the recent. Now the floor is open for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from the line of Gautam from Nalanda Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you just give more insight on the refinery operations for the second half? Because you said the white premiums are going to decrease. So are we going to still make a profit?
Yeah, Gautam, good afternoon. This is Suresh here. As far as the second half of the year is concerned, of course, the spot white premiums have come off since the last couple of months. We have a forward book which is having a hedge against this, and of course the white premiums are unlikely to stay at the current levels, because at these levels no refinery can operate covering even its variable cost of production. So we are expecting the white premiums to recover, and the recovery will coincide with the improved demand that will come up from the month of December, as was explained in the opening remarks as well. So with that, we should not be in a position to repeat the levels of white premium that are there in H1, but we are hopeful that recovery in white premium will be able to make us make ends meet for the second half.
And what percentage are we hedged for the second half or for Q3?
We are fairly hedged for the second half.
Okay. And just one clarification. So on the sugar division, in the trade segment, what would be the volume that we would have sold for the quarter?
Gautam, looking at the release quota is drastically reduced. So we have done a salience between the insti and the retail. So trade will not have to give them much realization. We are more concentrated on the institutional sales and the retail sales.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Gautam from Nirzar. Please go ahead.
Could you talk a little bit about the sales of growth that we are looking at in staples and in sweetener? I think the retail sweetener sales have, the growth has reduced a little. If you can talk around what geographic expansion plans are we planning in these two areas?
Yeah, so I think first I'll take your question on geographical expansion. On geographical expansion, we are looking at being present in the south here for the staples business. And for the sweetener, also it is largely south. There is a little bit of presence that we have in Mumbai and east on modern trade, but otherwise it's largely in the south. With regard to sweetener sales dropping down, one reason is that, as the CFO said, the release quota itself had come down in absolute numbers. Within the release quota, we prioritized retail and institution. But the absolute number of release quota itself was very less, and so we had to manage with a little bit of growth on the sweetener business. On the non-sweetener business, we are at about, as shown in the slide, we are at about 29 crores approximately per month is the sale value. And we are expecting to grow on this as per the business plan in the next second half.
Thank you. We were also looking at getting into tolling arrangement with other factories, you know, for the sweetener side of the business. So can we not manage our constraint of production by that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some discussions and thought process around happening around that in terms of how are we going to manage the future growth opportunities on account of the release quota. I think as and when it gets finalized, we'll let you know.
Okay. And can we also talk a little bit about the, you know, advertising and promotion expenditure for this consumer product business? How is it currently and what we are looking at, and share of modern trade and the e-commerce players and quick delivery players in our total mix?
So the share of e-commerce, quick commerce and modern trade put together will be about 25 to 30% of the total business. A&SP as a percentage to total sale as of now stays at around between 10 to 12%, and it is expected to be at that level for some more time.
Okay. And now, within our staples, or which category of products is growing better?
Both are growing equally. Rice and dal are both contributing. Saliency is about 52 and 48% to the total sale. So both are growing equally.
Okay. I will come back later. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Gautam. Please go ahead.
Yeah, could we also talk about the, you know, outlook for the sugar business, given that yields have also come down a little? And so how do we see the progress after the monsoons, maybe outlook for the other seasons?
Overall, between the geographies we are operating, TN will be challenged for some time to come, because it's structurally, because of the way the state is. We see very robust outputs coming from Karnataka. So I think that will balance the TN challenges a bit. But we will see that resolving over a period of about 6 months to 1 year as the new crops come in. last year, if you need to know, we have had challenges in terms of a late monsoon and also a lot of pest-related issue in TN. The pest-related issues are beyond us, and currently whatever we are seeing in terms of monsoons, it's been good. We are catching up on monsoons in TN. So both are well for the way forward. But the recovery challenges might be there for some time because that's related to soil fertility, etc. Across organizations that are working on that, we should see some benefits for a couple of years on the recovery.
Any update on the ethanol side and pharma ethanol? What kind of realization and production are we looking there in the normal ethanol and pharma ethanol business?
Gautam, as far as the pharma ethanol market is concerned, it is a very limited market. We have clarified in the last call also, because we have a specified customers and we dedicated a one particular plant. Whatever the volumes which comes from the pharma, we will cater from that. So it is not like a big ethanol growing business kind of thing.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Manoj from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity to ask a question in this. So my first question is pertaining to the staple business of EID Perry. So currently we are there into rice and dal only. So are we going to take this business in the other varieties of staples? And apart from the south market, are we going to go pan India also and maybe say globally?
So I think we are looking at consolidating ourselves largely in the south of India. And with regard to the product portfolio, there will be a constant upgradation and addition on products. As and when we see an opportunity in the market and we think there is a fitment with the brand, we will be launching those products and increasing our portfolio.
I think millets also is
launched. So we will have the dal, rice and millets, and other dals, we are evaluating them and we are looking at where there is the opportunity. We will definitely be operating in that segment.
Continuing with the staple business also, Government of India is also promoting many for the millets business, especially in US, European and other markets. And do we see the good opportunity for the export purpose also, rather than restricting ourselves to Indian markets only?
Yeah. So there is a good opportunity definitely. So we are building the domestic business, we are building our supply chain, and once the supply chain is built, robust enough, we will be looking at export opportunities.
Okay. So my third question is, a couple of our businesses are, there are lot many challenges. Are we facing in the cogen business, distillery business and all that? Do you see a turnaround in those businesses over a period of time, maybe say 1 or 2 years down the line?
Gautam, the distillery business is a robust business, which is why we are focused around that. We see substantial margins in the business by operating efficiently and also given the support of the government for the ethanol blending program. Obviously, you will be hearing the news that there is a lot that the government is doing in terms of policy and all. We have a positive outlook on the kind of focus the government is having on this sector. I think that the kind of capacities we have established, we are positioned well to leverage and benefit from this focus. Ethanol blending targets the Indian government would keep taking up, and they seem to be fairly focused on this program. So we see distillery operations as an opportunity to strengthen our business foundations. In terms of cogen, yes, it's challenge, but it's also state specific. We have green shoots in Karnataka where there is some amount of support from the government. But I think overall, the way the industries would start looking at this to keep costs low and leverage the benefits of both sugar, premiumization of sugar, and leverage the ethanol blending program to get a good margin in the distillery business.
My last question would be to the management. So what would be the honest endeavors on the part of the management where one could see to if we make if we could you know okay, focus those areas which could really help in improving the margins in terms of EBITDA and PAT level at the console and the standalone business level? What are the areas which one has to focus on it? So it could be a win-win situation for the investor community as a whole, sir.
So, Manoj, thanks for your question. So I think, we're just coming off a CapEx phase, okay, last four and a half years where we've added substantial distillation capacity because of the ethanol blending program. Now, about a year ago, we were well poised to move towards a 20% EBITDA margin given the way the program was structured. Obviously, that is a challenge now. It's a challenge because of climate. It's also a challenge because of policy. So we're nowhere near those. In fact, I think we'd be a single-digit EBITDA margin. So I think we're really hopeful. I think we're seeing better times on climate. And we're also hopeful that there will be a more robust and more sustainable policy framework which comes in. And this would help us creep back up towards that 20% EBITDA margin on the distillery segment. So this is an element around policy and an element around climate, both of which are largely not controllable by the industry. Of course, we would, at least from a policy perspective, have a voice and our viewpoint. Beyond that, I think beyond this CapEx phase and the capacity that we've created, I think we're quite comfortable that we've balanced our milling as well as our distillation lines. And you can actually see that in our capacity utilization. I think going forward, the next three-year phase will really be about ruthless focus on execution and implementation and driving efficiencies around the entire manufacturing process of sugarcane milling and distillation. And I think in this sort of process optimization, cost control, and driving better throughput, we would be able to see more margin accretion. But of course, it has to be supported by a practical and robust policy framework, and we need to be lucky around climate. And I think once we, we're an amalgamation of three states, so you see, you will always see different yields, different recoveries across three states, Karnataka being the best. Now, on an amalgamated basis, if some of these things sort of fall in place, then we would ideally move into EBITDA per tons of about 650 odd, which I feel for a company like us will be a good level to get to as a good metric of profitability. Now, that is a core focus area. This is also the cash generator, which will help us fund our growth business. And our growth business, of course, is the consumer product group business. There, I think we are in invest mode. As you can see, the business is expanding and the focus is really around building distribution, which is very, very sort of first platform and canvas that we need to build over the next couple of years to get to a certain critical mass. We will obviously continue to overlay with, new products, and build our brand equity in the segment. But I think once we reach that critical mass, we'll start to see a profitable flywheel of a business model being developed. That said, with this business, while we are in invest mode, you will not see, very, very heavy cash burn. I think you will see a very prudent approach. We will burn cash, but it will be quite measured and prudent so that we don't, burn a big hole. We realize that there are constraints around the core business. And we continue to build and strengthen that platform which will then enable further growth and breakout. So I think these would really be the two priorities. I hope that sort of kind of answers your question.
Thank you. And there's a small suggestion which, if you would allow me, I would like to give to the EID Perry management.
Sure.
Hello. So one in EID Perry, one may operate all the different businesses as a separate CEOs, CFOs, marketing organization. Is that would be a good lean and meaner organization for EID as a whole, which could catapult it as a a linear and meaner organization over a period of time?
I didn't quite get the question. Maybe you want to repeat it?
Maybe I may take the question separately, sir. Privately, I may take it, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you and look forward to connecting with all of you at the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisor Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.